An immigration judge hears an unusual case next month involving a 19-year-old Harvard University student who's fighting deportation to his native Mexico. Eric Balderas, a sophomore on full scholarship to Harvard, was detained last week while trying to fly back to Boston after visiting his mother in San Antonio. Balderas acknowledges he's been in the country illegally since being brought here as a little boy. Harvard officials say they'll try and help him stay. We spoke this morning with Balderas by phone just a short time ago. Eric, I imagine there's been a lot of conversation among your friends and family, and I'm wondering, after a weekend of thinking about this, whether or not you feel confident that you're going to be able to beat this possible attempt to deport you.
I honestly don't know what to expect right now. It has been a rough week. At the beginning, my spirits had been broken, but I think with all the support I've been getting and the weight of Harvard, I do feel confident that this will go through, and I am feeling very optimistic now.
As I understand it, Harvard Law has offered to take on your case, so that must give you a little optimism.
Yes. I haven't signed on with any lawyer yet. I am still looking at my options of how this will be handled, but it is very likely that I will get a Harvard lawyer.
Back up a bit for us, if you don't mind. As I understand it, you tried to come back from San Antonio, but had lost your Mexican passport and were detained for 5 hours in Texas. Give us the story.
Well, I had just been visiting my family in San Antonio, Texas. And I was about to come back for the summer for an internship here, doing research. And that weekend, I had lost my passport, and I was unable to get a new one when I went to the consulate, the Mexican consulate. I was issued a Mexican consular card, which I used to try and board the plane, along with my Harvard ID. However, when I tried to get through security, the TSA said that the identification was not sufficient, that I needed U.S. documents. Immediately after, they started making phone calls to try and identify who I was, and just to try to find any records of me in the system, in the immigration system. But they were unable to find anything. And after that, after about maybe an hour and a half or two of making those phone calls, they detained me.
Where are you now? Are you with your family?
No, my family knows actually very little about this. I am back up here in Boston.
So how did you get back up to the Boston area?
I was able to reboard the plane the next day after I had the documents showing that I had been processed.
As I understand it, you left Mexico when you were 4 years old. Have you been to Mexico since?
No, I actually don't remember Mexico at all. I actually don't ever remember not speaking English either.
Have you ever tried to become a U.S. citizen? Have you ever encountered problems with your immigration status before?
No, I have not. My family has been trying to gain status over 10 years, I believe. We've tried to file to gain residency. And before I was even before I even came to Harvard, I knew I had the option of going to Mexico to get a student visa.
But you know that I'm sure that there are people on the other end of the radio who are listening to this morning saying to themselves, you shouldn't have been in the U.S. in the first place. You're here illegally. What do you say to them?
Really, there's nothing I could say to make them change their mind. I think they've heard it all. But I just wanted to tell them that I identify with them. I feel like I'm an American. I know their history. I don't even know Mexico's history. I know very little of it. And I think that this would be a mistake to deport me because I'm one of them.
What makes your case different in your mind than, say, someone who's been in the U.S. just as long as you have but doesn't have your background and has not enjoyed the privileges that you have over the course of your time here and doesn't go to Harvard?
Many of them are just like me. They don't know Mexico. They don't know whichever country they're from. They don't know it. We're all in very much the same situation. It's just not right. This is our home, and we don't want to leave it.
Harvard University biology student Eric Balderas, who goes before an immigration judge next month to fight deportation to his native Mexico.